Hello, podcast listeners. Hi, I'm Miss Tia from the Miss Teal and Robin Show. And tonight's show is kind of sentimental to me. I'm dedicating the show to my grandmother, Dorothy J. Richardson. She passed, and I want to send her away in my special way. So the next moment you hear will be the podcast. See you then. It was only till I realized that the word she was reading was so hypnotizing. What she was reading, it was so powerful that it was bringing her in that she couldn't look up. And only to those who have read the Bible before, you understand how when you're reading it, it's like a tranquilizer. It'll draw you in. I guess that's the power of the word of God. It draws you in. But my grandmother, she used to sit and she used to just read. So that was one thing that I remember about her, just watching her read nonstop. She would never come up. And then I started reading and I understood why she was so intrigued, because it grabs you. And if you're good enough, it changes you. So shout out and rest in peace to the queen of this family, Dorothy Richardson. We will bury her tomorrow. It's not just a burial. Now she can rest. She can sleep. My word of the day was so good, y'all. Hold on. I had so many. But it was about purpose. This word of the day came to me when I was thinking about her and purpose, period. It was like, now when David had served purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. He was buried with his ancestors and his body decayed. I think she reached her purpose. If you didn't watch her to grab some of the legacy, you missed it. What I'm saying tonight is, look around you. Your mother, your grandmother, they're leaving legacy. They're leaving it. You have to watch. You have to see it. You got to grab it. And you can be able to teach it as you go on from generation to generation. And I hope when my daughter or nieces or whoever looks at me, that they see greatness just like I saw in my grandmother. So I'm so proud to be her granddaughter. And she was a wonderful lady. So tomorrow we will send her off in glory. And I'm just so excited to be a part of that. So once again, rest in peace to my grandmother. And if you see my family on the streets, give them a hug and tell them you love them. The word of the day, the title of the show, Generational Legacy, the word of the day, your purpose. You have to keep going in your purpose. Don't forget. It's your purpose. The motto, we want to make you laugh. We want to make you think. We want to make you change. Come on. That's what it's about. We got some great titles, some great topics tonight. We're talking about the rap battles, DC Young Fly, Suki Hana. We're even talking about Uncle Luke, you guys. Jenny Mai and Jeezy. Listen, be a part of this tonight. This conversation is for the community. It's crazy. Hello, everybody. I think I saw Tasha, Q Stats. I think I even saw Nia, D's Worlds. Thank y'all so much for being with me. I thank y'all so much. I'm not going to hold you long. Once again, I told you I'm going to move over with the family, but I did want to come in and let you guys know I'm here. We're still here. Miss Robin is still out, but she coming back. So I'm going at it alone. It's me and you. Y'all my co-host tonight. So listen, we got some great topic. The first topic tonight, you guys, I'm not going to hold you long. I know you guys have been paying attention. You like the blue? You like the blue? I know, right? The blue is good on me. Oh, thank you, D's World. The first topic tonight is the rap battle. I think everybody's been paying attention to the rap battle. Drake versus Kendrick. Chris Brown versus Quavo from the Migos. Listen, y'all know I'm a hip-hop head. I love hip-hop. So I'm intrigued. Now, I don't want it to get out of control where people start hurting each other, because sometimes that's where it goes. But I hope it stays on wax, right? Being a rapper have always been a battle sport, a young man battle sport, but that's the fun in it. The one person come out and claim he's the king of the throne, and the other, you know, you have to fight for your position. But recently, you guys, Drake and Kendrick Lamar have been going at it with the battle. If you're looking at it, Drake looks like he winning, but a lot of people say Kendrick is very testrific or whatever. Y'all know the word I'm trying to say, with his calculation of how he's gonna come out. So Drake recently got in trouble with the with Tupac's family about using Tupac's verses on the battle, on the album. So if you haven't looked at it, go and check it out. Drake came in with the battle and used Tupac vocals on one of the diss tracks, and the family from Tupac is very upset about it, to the point where they said, Drake, we will sue you. They sent a cease and desist and said, you need to take it down or else. So recently I noticed that Drake took it down. If you follow me on YouTube, I've been following this battle for a minute. So go over to the YouTube channel, The Miss Teal and Rhyming Show. You'll see a lot of my videos where I'm talking about a lot of different contents about the battle. But me, for real, I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan. So I'm rooting for Kendrick. I'm not able to spit this out because I'm going to end up spitting this out. Hold on, y'all. A lot of people love Drake. Drake is the favorite. Yes, Hunter Royal. Drake is the favorite. So a lot of people is going after Drake on his side. But hey, you know how that is. So who do you got in the battle? Drake or Kendrick? Chris Brown or Quavo? Chris Brown is showing his rapping skills. Even though he's a singer, he's showing his talent, how he could be in a lot of different places all across the board. Right. Q-Stack said Kendrick, me too. Right. To me, Kendrick is a lyricist. And a lot of his raps, rhymes are very teachable moments. They're good. They're talking about, it's not so much as just about killing. He's really teaching a lot in there. He's telling history. So I really like Kendrick. So Kendrick is my favorite. To me, I feel like Drake is the machine. It's just my opinion. I feel like he's the machine. But let me go to the next topic, because I know a lot of people are really not into the rap, but y'all know me, I'm a rap head. I love it. DC Young Fly, you guys, second topic. DC Young Fly, I don't know if you guys paid attention to this, but he's on tour with Mike Epps. And recently he was in Atlanta. His last show he had, he got booed at his last show. And a lot of people was booing him because at the end of his segment, if you look at it, he talked about his relationship with God and where he is now. Listen, we know a conversation about God is really not popular amongst those who don't understand. But to me, I understood exactly what DC Young Fly was going through. A lot of people, if you do not know, let me run it down. DC Young Fly is a comedian out of Atlanta. Actually, he is a part of the new YouTube, Facebook, AI comedians that's came out in this time. But recently, he lost his wife, mother of his children. So his outlook on things is kind of different. So recently, after at the end of every show, he's been just having a testimony about where he at in his life, raising, being a single father, raising children. And that's a challenge. So a lot of people who do not understand that, they find it not funny, and they didn't like that he was trying to implement that into his act. Me personally, I thought it was a great thing what DC Young Fly is doing. I feel like now he's able to make a moment of his own. If you remember recently, a lot of the old comedians, they did not respect the new young comedians coming up because they felt like the new young comedians wasn't getting it out the mud like a lot of the older comedians had to do, travel, walk, you know, fight, or just get nothing for whatever their talent was. So if you go back and listen, a lot of the old comedians really do not like the new comedians because of they feel like it's easier for the new comedians. Hey, Toya, how you doing? So all of that come on top of going through this tragedy that I believe DC Young Fly is going through by losing his wife, his baby mother. So I think a lot of people didn't understand it, but I went into his messages and I said, I love it. Go ahead, brother. Now he is, to me, he's making a statement of who he is. He's trailing a blaze of his own. Because there's very few comedians that I know of may bring into the spiritual life inside of their ex. I'm not sure. And very few. You can count them on your hand. But he got booed. And I think this is what he said to you guys. He said this once they booed him. He said, they can't interrupt God's plan. We're going to laugh, cry, and get this word. We're going to stand tall every time. So in the middle of it, it didn't confuse him. He's gonna keep going. He doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to him how people don't get it. And I believe when you have purpose, this is to people who have purpose. Everybody is not going to get it. Everybody's not going to get it, Tia. Everybody's not going to get it, Toya. Everybody's not going to get your purpose all the time. Sometimes I think trailblazing could be a gift and a curse, a pro and a con. When you're a trailblazer, you got to remember, you're doing something nobody's ever seen. So people can't even recognize it. People can't even get it. And they definitely don't feel like you should be the one doing it. So sometimes that's to come. But the pros is you keep doing it because eventually people going to have to say, Toya did that first. She been doing that. She been did that. So I think that's the pros and the cons of being a trailblazer. So that would be my response to DC Young Fly. Keep going. And to anybody else, when you walking in your purpose, when you're walking in your moment, you're going to be doing stuff that people ain't going to be comfortable with. They don't feel like you should do it. They don't understand why you doing it. They don't see it. They like, what? I had someone tell me, now you know they don't do what you doing down here in Alabama. So what did that supposed to mean to me? Do I supposed to stop? Because it's never been seen in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Do I supposed to stop? No, I have to keep going. I have to fight through this thing, even when I don't understand it. That's the thing of purpose and trailblazing. Because on the other end, you would see it'll be a better outcome. The sun would shine on the other side. So that's just my words that I would tell to somebody who's doing something and others around them can't understand. You know how many meetings I had with God and with nobody there? Right. So you got to stand tall. Exactly. So what do I supposed to do? Stop? What you supposed to do, Toya? Stop? Cue sack. Stop? No. Keep going. Because on the other side, they will get it. They'll get it later. So shout out to DC Young Fly. I love that he implementing God into his act. Because I believe his generation needed it. If you was here early, I was talking about how my grandmother not only left a wealth legacy, but she left a legacy of just me watching her in her moment of serving, of reading, of knowledge. She left all of that, how to be a lady, right? See, you be thinking people don't be looking, but people are watching. So that's my thing to mothers. Watch how you carry yourself, because just like I was the 10-year-old in the corner watching my grandmother without her knowing, somebody is watching you. So I try to be mindful sometimes when I'm places or when I'm doing stuff, because I know my daughter, she's watching me, and not that I can't give her money as a legacy, but I can give her a mannerism. I can give her how to hold herself like a woman. I can give her how to talk, how people should be respect yourself. I can give her that. That's more than anything. I heard someone, and you probably don't know this man. He do forbidden knowledge. You can look it up if you want to. But he was saying how money wasn't anything. It's could you make the money? That's the thing, because you can lose it, right? You ever saw those people who said, I was a millionaire 5 times? You're like, how you a millionaire 5 times? Because they knew the power of how to get it over and over and over. Once you gain that kind of legacy, y'all better watch out. When I learned that, you know, so he was saying, the man from Forbidden Knowledge, he was saying it wasn't about the money. It's about, could you make it over and over? Do you have the ability and the knowledge to get it over and over? Do you have the withal to say you can lose it tomorrow? Oh, but I get it again. You know how, come on, ladies. Come on, y'all. Y'all know how we be like, well, I get that again. I get it again. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, wow, that make a lot of sense. That's worth more than anything. If you know how to grind and get it again. Okay, let's move on. Because I was about to go down somewhere else. Let us move on. So shout out to DC Young Fly. I really like the new comedians. A lot of the old comedians hated on the new generation because they couldn't understand how this new generation was able to capitalize off the Facebook, off the YouTube, off the AI. And when you learn how to do that, then you can push forward in this society, this AI world. I'm telling you, it's something. So shout out to DC Young Fly. I really love all those comedians. I think it's DC Young Fly, Pretty V, Jess with the Mess. Who? It's a lot of those kids that's on Desi. And all of them started in the AI part of the world, right? If you learn how to use Facebook right and all these entities right, you can really capitalize in a positive way. Let's move on. Okay. I may better do that too soon. I'm talking about a dead man too soon. Uncle Luke. This is for the ladies. Did you guys see Uncle Luke? I would play this, but maybe I better not. Okay. Should I play this? Wait a minute. Let me see if I can play this. Do y'all want me to play this? Hold on. I hope YouTube don't get me. Who this is? Facebook. I hope Facebook don't get me. But I want y'all to hear Luke. Wait a minute. I want y'all to hear this. Wait a minute, y'all. Let me see if I can play it. Okay. Wait a minute, y'all. Oh, gosh. Okay. Cool. Wait a minute.
You gotta be
great at giving head. Okay, here you go, y'all.
You gotta, listen. Your stuff gotta be tight and right. Half y'all don't know how to do it. Y'all need to go back to the old days. Hey fellas, if you go in a girl in the girl bathroom and in the shower, she don't have that enema bag. Have too much fun, because you don't have that bag in there with that vinegar and water in there to make that thing tight and right. These girls don't even, they lost right now. I'm speaking of alien right now. They have no idea about that enema bag where they put that thing in that and they make it tight and right or soak in that what? Epsom salt, bring it back.
Listen, right message, but wrong messenger, right? Do y'all agree? Right message, but the wrong messenger. I was like, now, why would men be sitting around? So you mean to tell me men of the day is sitting around talking about how women need to go back to having the red bag that your mama used to have to... I just felt like Luke was kind of really out of order of being a man, a seasonal man, right? Y'all don't think so? What y'all think? I just feel like it was the right message, but the wrong messenger. I think a lot of us also have gotten out of order of who should be telling the message. I think some of the women ought to tell the other women the message. I don't think the men should have this type of conversation about women. Toya said, over the years, it has been told it's not good to do. Exactly, Toya. So my point is, why would Luke feel like he should be the messenger over information that he really don't really understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? So I felt like Luke was out of order. Go over to my YouTube channel. You'll see my video on him. I just felt like he was out of order, not knowing the correct medical terms and conditions of what that is due to women. These words said, does a lot of women been told not good? Exactly. Right. I just felt like with him not understanding that, that's really not a great thing to do, as you know, to the women. But I understand where he was trying to go. I just felt like he wasn't the right messenger. I think sometime, no comments, Q-Stack. But see, Q-Stack, look, at least you got it. You was like, no comment. You know, as a man, you got to know when it's time to say something and when it's time not. And I think Luke kind of overstepped his boundaries about talking about women issues. Come on, Luke. No. But speaking of that, since I'm a woman, maybe I should be able to say that. I don't know. And this is what I wanted to tell to a lot of the young girls. If you listen to his message, he talked about how women are not married because of the foulness of their private parts. But I disagree, Luke. Women are still having sexual relationships, even knowing that they are in trouble in that area. Toya said, yes, he did, because you could just use a little baking soda and water, right? So look, Toya, even that, it takes the women to tell the women how things like that should do. I just think Luke should do that. But listen, I looked up some of the things. Mississippi, you guys, is the number one state and city with the highest HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, you guys. Mississippi beating out, hold on, Mississippi beating out Baltimore, Mississippi beating out San Francisco. So listen, if you're playing in Mississippi, you better kind of come from over there, because they the highest in the world right now. Little old Mississippi, isn't that crazy? Birmingham, you guys, is over 1,500 in just STD. That's not counting a lot. They number 35 on the list, Birmingham. Tuscaloosa is number 57 on the list. Come on, 57? Over 1,300 cases of STD. Listen, I think a lot of people need to pay attention to stuff like this, because this is in our community. This is our community. Everybody just having everybody, and everybody getting sick. So, like I said, Luke writes message, but just the wrong messenger. But to the young girls and to the young men, y'all need to protect yourself. This is what I learned, though, looking at the young people. They don't care. Have y'all noticed that? They can know that they're in trouble, and they will go out and infect all kind of people, you guys. The young group does not find it worthy to protect themselves and anybody else. I don't understand these demons. I ain't never seen these before. But Birmingham is number 35 on the list, and Tuscaloosa is number 57 on the list of over 1,300 cases. And that's just chlamydia and gonorrhea. That's not HIV and syphilis. It's even higher. So men, keep yourself together, and women, hold it down. Legacy, generational legacy, is also teaching your daughters how to take pride in their stuff. Everybody shouldn't get your stuff. Everybody you meet shouldn't get your stuff. I'm sorry, but for real, somebody gotta be right. So I said they're having too many P. Diddy parties. Exactly. And you know, you don't know what people got in the P. Diddy parties. Speaking of I told Luke, be quiet, Luke, because you know they were trying to pin you with the P. P. Diddy Potters. But serious, mothers, if you have young girls, I feel that a conversation with your young girl should be every man, everybody that say they like you and you're pretty should not get a chance to see your goodness. I'm just, everybody shouldn't get a chance. I think that conversation need to be had with your children, with your young girls, mothers. Come on, fathers too. Y'all need to have that conversation. If the girl giving it, you better be careful. Something ain't right. Like, everybody needs to have this conversation with their children, because it's a lot of young kids are infected with HIV and a lot of diseases that they cannot get rid of. And I feel like the educational part about those diseases is not talked about in our community, because we're so loose with it. I'm gonna move on, but have those conversations, women. We don't need Luke to tell us about ourselves. What? When Luke supposed to come tell me about me? Luke, if you don't shut up, I remind them folks, okay. Jenny Mai. So he said Sex in the City make it right to have one night stand. Yes, but you need to have the protection. Listen, look, and I like that you said that, Toya, because you get a lot of people who like to allow the world, music, movies to teach their children. Just, I can't take Sex in the City off the TV, but I still got to tell my daughter, that's not real. That's not real. Don't look at Carrie and think Carrie loose. Yes, it is a lot of loose girls, but you still gotta protect yourself. Like, it's still a conversation you had, because you're right, Toya, a lot of us are allowing entertainment to raise our children. And I think this may be a part of our problem. And I think we need to start back having the conversations. Once again, at the beginning of the show, I talked about how I would watch my grandmother. My grandmother was a lady. She would make sure her jacket was straight. She was literally just a lady. Every time you seen her, she had her stomach right. I mean, you can't. Just watching that taught me things. So I love her, and I know I'm gonna miss her. So I'm gonna continue to talk about it all through the show. I'm so sorry, y'all. The next topic, Jenny Mai. Let's move on. Jenny Mai, you guys. I don't know if you guys seen this. Let me see if I can get a picture, because this is a great conversation. Did you guys see Jenny Mai and Jeezy? The rapper Jeezy. Hold on. This is how they look. Let me see if I can show you. See it? Jenny Mai and Jeezy, the rapper Jeezy out of Atlanta. Recently, they've been in the news about separating from marriage. And cuz, how you doing? Dope music. They separating from marriage and also trying to provide for a child. So they got to split up coins and visitations between a child. And this has been in the news for a while. It's so sad that sometimes some of our mess have to get in the news. And unfortunately, I gotta talk about it because it made it to the news. But but we're gonna use everybody's situation as a teachable moment. Y'all know over here, we use stuff as a teachable moment. We're not talking down on anybody. We're using everybody's situation to teach from, to teach people about everybody's situation. Because we all going through this. But Jenny Mai and Jeezy recently, she put in the news that Jeezy was abusive and also he's unfit to have the child. She's looking for maybe more money or full custody of her child. I don't know if you guys seen this in the news, but my thoughts about it is I blame Jeezy. And I know a lot of men may be upset with me about that, but with a man being the head, I blame him, because men, you gotta know who you're dating. If you ever seen Jenny Mai, she was a host on The Real. It was a talk show probably a year or two ago, but she was the talk show host on The Real. And I blame Jeezy, because on that talk show, if you guys ever paid attention, she talked about how she never wanted children. She really never wanted to be married. She was married twice. She had a bad relationship with her mother. So a lot of things she have already exposed. This is what I be mad at the men. This is why I'm mad at the men. Y'all can watch the girls. Watch them. They will tell you who they are. Y'all can turn on the Facebook page right now and see who on here acting crazy. Why would you go have a baby with her? Look at her on the Facebook. She's just a crazy. So Jesus seeing Jenny Mai, knowing she didn't have a great relationship with her mother, she didn't want kids, she had a tumultuous marriages. Why did he go down that road? That was kind of crazy for me. I felt like he wasn't paying attention to what he was getting himself into. It ain't like he's young. And you got to think about it. This is not Jesus' first time at the rodeo. This is not Jesus' first time being married. So after the second or the third time, you guys, y'all got to stop paying attention. Watch the girls or the boys before you get in the relationship or want to marry them. So why do they like their mama? She already told you she didn't like her mom, so I'm blaming Jeezy. She already gave him the characteristics that she may not be fit. So I think he got to take this one on the chin, and he may lose a little. And he may have to lose to win. So what do y'all think about it? I think, and this is my thing to people. I tell girls all the time. I even tell my daughter. I say, who is he? Pay attention to him. Do he like his mom? Look, I'm trying to help you from my mistakes. Do he like his mama? Why is he in Tuscaloosa? You know, you have to really ask these questions, because we finding ourselves in situations. Then you like Jeezy acting like it's somebody else's fault. No, it's your fault, Jeezy. Mike said, DJ Mike was saying, when you're doing better, you want better. Yeah, that too. But Jeezy, you can't get in the relationship for an opportunity, and now that your opportunity came, now you don't want to be with her no more. So what? You was an opportunist. You was an opportunist. Was Jeezy an opportunist? You got to think about it. I hate to say this, but some men of color, let me say that, is that wrong? Black men, I watch you guys, you'll find yourself going this way thinking it's a better opportunity. You better stay right on over here with your sister. Let us grind together. But you'll go over there thinking it's something better, and then you find yourself in worse shape, Jeezy. Worse shape. Now the girl is saying that he's abusive. And you know you can't have that on your jacket. Being abusive. You can't be with your children. You know you can't have that on your jacket. So I just don't think that Jeezy thought it through. So that's my topic in conversation tonight. Think it through. Watch him. She don't like her kids. She don't have her kids every weekend. Don't have no kid with her. She don't have yours. He's not with his kids. Why you gonna have a kid with him? So pay attention to those things, because I don't want you to do a Jeezy and then you want to come back and make me feel sorry for you. No, pay attention. Pay attention. I know we didn't want to hear that tonight, but that's real, because Jesus been in the news for a minute now about his situation with his baby mother, his ex-wife, for the second time. I think this is Jesus' second time, and I think this is Jenny Mai's third husband. Girl, I ain't doing it number one time. I ain't doing it no two, three times. The lies you tell. We ain't doing it but one time. Think it through, pay attention. Right, Tuesdays, right? Because ain't nobody doing this no two, three times. Child, please. This is one time for me. No, ma'am. I'm sorry. No. So, Jeezy, you gotta sit with this one. You gotta sit this in your lap and you gotta figure it out. And like I said, you may lose. Hopefully, you'll win. Okay, Suki Hana, you guys. Did you guys see this in the news? Suki Hana was in the news. She was arrested, you guys, on drug charges, possession with intent to sell codeine in ecstasy. This is what I want to tell the hip-hop community and people in entertainment. The block is hot. When I mean that, sit down. Puff Daddy and the Diddy parties have made the block hot. So they watching anybody who's doing any other extracurricular activities. Did I say that right? So Suki Hana, you gotta read the room. Some people don't know how to read the room. The block is hot. Sit down. Read the room. Yes, that's one another. Yes, it's political. So you know the block hot, the people on the streets. You got to sit out. You got to go and hide. You got to go lay down. But the young people, that's one thing they haven't taken. They haven't, you know, they didn't take that from the people of before. Because you know when the block hot, you set shop over. You close it down. It's over. You don't keep out on the streets and you know the block high. Who raised them? I don't understand. But I've learned that this hip hop thing, this is how a lot of them are making money. They doing things that, you know, is requiring them to go outside of what they said they're doing. But listen, this is an old rule. When it's hot, sit down. What's wrong with these new people? What's wrong with these kids? But see, you can't tell them that they think they know everything. They think they know everything. So now you got Suki Hanna in a position where she may finna leave her kids because now she got charges on her of having drugs. See? Pay attention. Read the room. You ain't smart as you think you are. And then I thought she was selling coochie. I guess that wasn't working on. Like, these girls are put in positions where they may could find themselves doing something more legal. Open up the clout and the influence they have. They can open up a clothing store, a hot dog shop, a washer machine. You know, it's a lot people could do in this position with what she have. I think she is she's not guided correctly. She don't have the right guidance. Because if you have gained that much capital, she gained a lot, you gotta know how to, all right, let me go to two, let me go to three. I remember Master P said this, and I heard Suge Knight kind of down Master P about this, but if you from that era, y'all remember Master P said he used the drug money, right, to go to number two because he knew it was done. He was trying to get into something clean, right? But just listen to him. At some point, you gotta see what he's saying and go into that. The young group, to me, they don't listen. They haven't seen. They ain't watching. So this young girl who have gained a little capital, she should have known how to take that money and put it into something legal, because at some point you gotta lead it, right? This for the hustlers. You gotta lead it and get into something that's more prominent, that's more promising. Shout out to Suki. I like Suki as nasty as she is. I know girls like her, and sometimes being in that position, it was because you had to. But when you get to a point where you don't have to anymore, break out. Break out. The lady is in the room. Lady, say hey to the people real quick.
Hello, Facebook. I love y'all. I'm on a mission right now.
But that's my thing to Suki. See, Suki? They ain't buying coochie. They ain't buying coochie no more because Luke said it ain't right. So that's just my thing to Suki, you guys. I like Suki because I know those girls. I see those girls. I was raised with those kind of girls. But at some point, you got to break free from it. You got to say, man, it's time for me to get myself together. I got children. I got to get out of this. Are y'all still here with me? Put some hearts up in the sky. Let me see where y'all at. I hope I didn't freeze, did I? Am I still here? Okay, I think I see it. Thank you. Thank you, D's girl. I gotta let me know you're in here. What do you think about the Suki D's world? What do you think about it? Right? At some point, you gotta move to hustle. Right? You gotta move to hustle at some point. And I hate that for her because she got children. And I've seen a lot of rap artists from the Little Kims. Who else went to prison as well? They don't care. They sending the women to prison. It was a lot of rap artists that, what was the guy that sang, had the one eye? He recently went to jail. So a lot of people are getting caught up in just in a crazy place. And sometimes because they have to. Listen, I do not knock the hustle because I come from this. I know sometimes we do what we got to do to survive. But the minute you can get away, get away. Get away. Remy. Yeah, Remy went to jail on the behalf of just violence. So the minute you can get away, get away. Because it seems like it's set up to take you down, right? The last topic, how many minutes I got? I got 15 minutes. These, where you still in the house with me? Thank you, D's World, Q-Stack, Mike, everybody who was here. Thank y'all so much. I got this last topic. Doja Cat. I don't know if you guys know about Doja Cat, but I think I kind of like Doja Cat. At first, I was kind of scared listening to Doja Cat because she was giving you kind of like, everybody say the devil. But I think I like Doja Cat. But recently, you guys, she said on her... Recently she said on her concert tickets, she said, "Don't bring your children to my concerts." She said her concerts is not for children. I gotta respect that. Cause you don't get artists today trying to put a parental advisory on their acts. Right? You don't get that today. So I was kind of shocked that Doja Cat did that. So shout out to Doja Cat. She said, "My concert is not for your children. So don't bring your children to my concerts." So hats off to her, because I grew up at a time where you had parental advisory, right? You knew that maybe this be a little bit racy for children. So now I feel like it's coming back. I think people are being mindful of the art that they're putting out, and maybe it may be a little bit too advanced for children. So, you know, I'm not trying to talk about how we, D's World, how we snuck and watched them come to the jam and all the stuff, right? But at least they did have the parental advisory sticker on it to let you know that, hey, this may be a little risque. So I like that. I like that she did that. So shout out to Doja Cat. Y'all know me, I'm a hip hop head. I love this. So that's the show. That's the show, you guys. Like I said, I'm gonna go and hang out with the rest of my family tomorrow, you guys. I will be burying my grandmother. Like I said, she was such a lady. Now she can rest with all her glory and her great deeds. She really showed class. She really showed class. So I am so happy that I was picked and chose to be in her family gene, her line. So thank you everybody for tuning in tonight. If you see my people in the streets, hit them up, tell them you love them. And I'll see you back here next week, right? All right. Bye, y'all.